Radio News Skill.
WISR now presents It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey. Dave is off today, so we have a special guest host. It's Your Turn is Butler County's only live call-in talk show. You can join in the conversation by calling 724-283-2525. And now, let's join It's Your Turn and today's special guest host.
And good afternoon. Tracy Morgan in with you again. In for Dave Malarkey, just about 12:30. Thank you very much for sticking around for another hour, as we're going to have a good hour. We are. So we have a couple of different guests that are going to be joining us, actually a few different guests. At 1 o'clock, we're going to work backwards at this. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have the Friends of the Library in. Maggie and Debbie are expected to be here. We're going to talk about a couple of different things. Their anniversary. They're having a big book sale. And then we're going to talk about the award that was just recently given in October. So we're going to talk to the Friends of the Library at 1 o'clock. In just about 10 minutes, less than, I'm going to be joined by Jim Garrity. And he is from AAA. A lot of times you hear us in the news talk to Jim about whatever is going on at the time. I know they put out a lot of information, which is always great. And we're going to go ahead and talk about deer, holiday travel, winter travel. Because it's funny, I'll have to mention this to him, because when I think AAA, I think of that organization that will come rescue me on the roadside. And they do. I mean, if you have AAA, they will make sure that they take care of you. But they have so many other different divisions of AAA that I think we forget that they have like AAA insurance. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well as I talk to Jim Garrity in just a couple of minutes. So we are going to do that. Before we take a break to welcome Jim into the program, I saw this come over my desk today, and it just reminded me of the holidays when you travel to Pittsburgh to the Carnegie Science Center. And the village, of course, is there. The roadway is always there. A railroad is always up. But it's just something special to do whenever you go with your family during the holidays to go ahead and see the miniature railroad at the Carnegie Science Center. And it's going to reopen today. No, that's going to be Thursday, so tomorrow. Looking at the date. So this is released today, and it says they're going to reopen on Thursday with a new model. So that's what I thought was so fun, because when you go and you look at all of this, the detail in the Carnegie Science Center miniature railroad and village, there are so many things to look at. So it takes a press release for me to go, you have something new. Where is that? Where do I find it? So do you remember downtown, well, when you're talking Pittsburgh, downtown Pittsburgh, and they had the Kaufman's department store and clock. Okay, so that's what they're going to have modeled in the miniature railroad. So they're opening with this beloved railroad and village on Thursday with the Kaufman's department store and clock. And I don't know, I'm just trying to look over very quickly, where do you find it? I think you might have to ask, because again, when you go in there and you're trying to travel around this whole entire gorgeous, well put together miniature railroad, it's kind of difficult to try to pick out some things. But I would think this would be pretty large in the grand scheme of things, because it's a pretty big building. And so they have put that in there this year. The model's unveiling serves as a kickoff to the centennial celebration. So that'll be nice to be able to go celebrate that at the Carnegie Science Center. Sprawling layout, first created 1919. And apparently Charles Bowdish was the guy who started to put this together in 1919. He put it at his home in Brookville, PA. And it has, over the years, moved to the Buell Planetarium. And then it continued to move there to the Carnegie Science Center. So, yeah, good stuff. So that opens tomorrow with the Kaufman's department store and clock. So if you're going to go down for the holidays, you can check that out. Other thing I wanted to mention to you before we do take a break. This is with our sister station, the Rock Station, 97.7. And the reason I wanted to mention this is it's our family. So first of all, I want to make sure that we mention other things going on with our family of radio stations. But two, this is an event that's going to benefit the Caring Angels program at the Butler Health System Foundation. And so we always talk about that every single year. Chris Bowser usually comes in from the hospital's foundation, and we cover that. And I'm sure she'll be in a week or two to be able to talk about that, because that'll be kicking off here real soon. And this is a 40th anniversary party for our sister station, which is the Rock Station 97.7. And the important thing is that it benefits the Caring Angels Foundation, but it's only $10 at the door. That's it. Now, when you go in, you're going to probably buy some food that's going to be excellent, and you're going to be able to enjoy the great opportunity to hear some great music that's going to be from, now I can't think of the year. Was it 1979? I can't count 40 years from 1979. That's going, yes. I was never good at math, so we're just going to put that out on the table. So it's 1979 all the way up until now, and then that's your 40 years worth of rock. So that's going to be fun. And then we have baskets, which if you're on Facebook and you want to visit our sister station's website, or not website, but Facebook page, I did put some pictures on there because it is, of course, targeted towards the Rock Station. But we have great baskets that you can participate in as well and be able to try to win one of those baskets. So it's just a great opportunity to get together, because this is a rock station. We call it the Rock Done Right Tour 2019. And it's only $10 at the door. So a lot of different members of different bands are going to be playing. Lions in America, Anger the Ant, Repo Man, Meat Hook, Junkman's Widow. I know if you're not into local music, you're going, huh? But trust me. These are great, great people. We've been in association with a lot of these individuals over the years for the Rock Station. And it's just nice to be able to get out there and be able to listen to them. Shiners, yeah, see, you know them. And then Amanda Noah, Donnie Azo, the Red Lines, the Needs Hotel Band, Shagdog, Melonhead, A Common Crown, After the Fall. I think I got everybody in there. So you got a lot of great entertainment, a lot of great musicians. It's like an all-star lineup of local musicians that will be playing to be able to be at this location for our 40th anniversary party. Now, you can get tickets at the door. This will be on Friday, November 22nd, American Legion Post 778 in Lindora. Doors are going to open at 6 p.m., and the entertainment will be between 7 and 10:30. Again, tickets for $10. That's it. So we want to fill the house, but of course, you're going to have to cut it off at some point, so I'll say while tickets last, you can get those at the door. We've already pre-sold some tickets, so that's a good thing. And so we already know that there's going to be a lot of people coming. So if you want to check that out, good. You can pick up tickets here at our station, by the way. If you want to make sure that you have tickets to get in the door, we're at 252 Pillow Street, so that's our address. You can get that online. And you can come here, just pick up a couple of tickets. Again, it's our 40th anniversary celebration at the American Legion, November 22nd, American Legion Post 778, by the way, Lindora. And just ask for the tickets, and our wonderful people here in the front office are going to be able to get you those tickets to benefit the Caring Angel program at the Butler Health System Foundation. All right, you got a time of what? Let's see, it's about 12, almost 12:40. So let's take a quick break, and we're going to be back in a minute or two, and we're going to go ahead and start talking with Jim Garrity with AAA, just talking about the deer. Yeah, you got to be careful of the deer. And they come out of nowhere. I mean, I'll tell Jim this too, but on my way to work on the same time of day or at the same time of day, I know the area which they'll cross. I know it. Now, it's not guaranteed they'll be there every single day, but I know the strip that I go through, that if they're going to cross, that's when they're going to cross, and that's the place they're going to cross. Now, it can't be guaranteed because I know that they can move around, but it's interesting in just how that happens. But then sometimes you're not paying attention, and that deer comes out of nowhere. So we're going to talk about that with Jim Garrity. We'll do that next. We'll take a break for just a moment. I'm Tracy Morgan in for Dave Mullarkey with It's Your Turn.
In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Cohen Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time from trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels. With Gowan Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. so I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Goin Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex, your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Goin Postal Butler.
Tobacco for Less is perfect if you like to think big. Tobacco for Less is Western Pennsylvania's largest glass emporium, which has hundreds of glass pipes, a custom walk-in humidor stocked with a huge selection of cigars, and a 19-foot vape juice bar. They're always stocked with standard tobacco products, and their health and wellness department maintains a wide selection of CBD products. Tobacco for Less is always expanding and adding to their product lines. Be sure to check out their Sharon location that has just added a large health and wellness department. Stop by one of their locations in Butler, Sharon, or Aliquippa for all your smoking and vaping needs.
Welcome back to It's Your Turn. Tracy Morgan in for Dave Malarkey. And yeah, we do have the rest of the hour to spend together. So we're going to take a few minutes now and talk about traveling. We're going to talk about the roadways, deer being on the roadways. What do you expect for the holiday travel as well? We have AAA with us, Jim Garrity, Public and Legislative Affairs Manager. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Tracy.
Yeah, we get to talk to you a lot in our news department, but we don't get to spend time with you like this. So I want to make sure that we cover a couple of things, but one news press release that you sent over to us was about deer. And so I wanted to have you on first about that, because there's so many times I'm driving in the morning, especially early morning, and I see the same deer crossing the same road in the same time, you know. So it got me thinking. I wanted to get your viewpoint from AAA's perspective of what is it that you see. I mean, how bad is it when it comes to deer on the roadways and us having accidents?
Well, especially, you know, especially Butler County, you know, any motorists in that area, you know this time of the year is the time of the year where deer are out there mating. And at AAA Insurance, we see that November is the peak month for deer collisions. And the average claim here at AAA Insurance is about $3,500 for one of these crashes. And that's just the average, Tracy. That can go much, much higher. You know, it could be lower, but it could also be well in advance of $10,000. So knowing that November is the peak month and December is second in line, and Pennsylvania is one of the most populated states by deer, you just got to keep that in mind while you're making adjustments to your daily commute.
Does AAA find that most of these accidents will cause minor damage to the cars, or just does it vary depending on the incident?
It can really vary. It can be something as small as a fender bender to as major as something that could actually put you in harm's way or could total a vehicle. You do see vehicles that are totaled by this. And keep in mind, Tracy, especially with newer vehicles, even fender benders, they don't cost what they used to. A fender bender used to amount to, you know, a couple pieces of metal bending. Now it's a couple pieces of metal and maybe a couple security cameras and sensors that are built into the vehicle as safety measures. So even the cost of your simple repairs is going up, which is why it's not a bad idea, in addition to changing your driving habits, to also consult your insurance agent. Give your company a call and see if you have comprehensive insurance coverage, which covers things such as animal strikes in most cases.
And this may be more of an insurance question than AAA, but I'm just going to ask you anyway. So when you hit a car and you're calling your insurance, do you have to have proof that you hit a deer? Because sometimes it could look like somebody opened up their car door into yours when, in fact, you know you hit a deer. You're in the vehicle.
Well, every case is separate. What you want to, every case is unique, and there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. Definitely things to talk with your insurance agent about. But in the event of a collision with an animal, you know, we at AAA Insurance do recommend, first of all, call the police, because a police record will clear up any of those inconsistencies, or any of those questions like you're bringing up. If the animal is still with you, try to avoid making contact with it, because keep in mind, they can still be alive, and if they're frightened or wounded, they can lash out and potentially hurt you or, you know, further injure themselves. Put your vehicle's hazard lights on. If you're on the road, put yourself in a safe location. Give insurance, after you've called police, make sure you get your insurance information ready and contact your insurance agent as quickly as possible to report that damage.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, AAA insurance, because I think a lot of us, just like me, I think AAA, and I think you're going to help me on the road, which you do if we have AAA, but we forget that you have agents as well.
You know, it's funny. We're a bunch of different companies rolled into one.
Right?
If you think about it, we're insurance, and we're a travel agency, and we're a roadside assistance agency, and we have discounts and rewards for our members, and you know, what's next?
Yeah, right. So, we're on and on.
But it's definitely we're a competitive insurance agency, and that's why when I was thinking about these deer collisions, I thought to myself, you know, I wonder what the average claim is, and it turns out that our average claim at AAA Insurance is $3,500, which is a lot of money. But then when I dug into it a little bit more, to see some of these repairs in excess of $10,000, it really makes you want to pause for a second and say, okay, how am I driving when I'm going to work in the morning in areas where I know there are going to be deer? You know, how am I changing my habits? The clocks changed a week or two ago, but they didn't change for the deer. They changed for us. So we
right.
have to work around nature in that way.
And I know we see deer all the time, and I know we get it, and I don't think we pay enough attention, because sometimes the deer can come out in a blink of an eye. You didn't even see that it was there. And the next thing you know, it's hitting the side of your car.
Yeah, isn't that just the case around Western Pennsylvania? You know, it's happened to us all. Where did that deer come from? Or something along those lines.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a couple things you want to keep in mind as you're driving. Once you see those yellow road signs with a picture of a deer on it, that's not some calling card for nature lovers to pull over and get the binoculars out. That's the first sign that it's time to get your eyes out of your phone. You do not want to be driving distracted through these areas. You need to be keeping your eyes on the road, scanning well in advance of where you are. If there's not a car coming your way, put the high beams on your car, and just keep an eye out and slow down a little bit. You're putting yourself in a much better position to potentially avoid a deer collision if you're driving a little bit under the speed limit. If a deer jumps out, nature happens, and there may be a deer in front of your car, resist the urge to swerve, because you don't want to drive into the opposite lane and potentially hit another oncoming car. But also, and this is something that some people find a little bit surprising, is you could swerve into the opposite direction of where the deer is. That could scare the deer, and the deer could come with you, and you end up hitting it anyways. So,
true,
If you are coming up on a deer, lightly brake if possible. But if not, you don't want to be swerving, and you don't want to be hard braking, because when you hard brake, that brings the front of the car down, and at that point, you've basically made a ramp for that deer to come up and into your windshield.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, because, again, I'm looking at the information that's in front of me, and you say if a crash is imminent, take your foot off the brake. So that gives a better imagery of why you shouldn't do that. But, I mean, do you just plow into the deer? I mean, sometimes they're just unavoidable.
And unfortunately, sometimes those are situations where, in that moment, that might be the decision you have to make, as to, okay, I actually have to hit the deer. But if you're going slow, if you're going much slower than, if you're in a 25 going 20 and not 35, that puts you in a much better position to minimize the damage to your vehicle and keep yourself as safe as possible. And moreover, if you're paying attention to the road and you're not distracted or impaired, and you see that deer coming across the street from 30 or 40 feet down the road, that puts you in a much better position. And especially because, as we all know, having grown up around here, deer often travel in packs, and you know, two or three may cross the street, but then there may be a couple more coming. So
absolutely,
you got to be paying attention, and you got to be driving slow, especially in those areas where you know there's deer. You see them every day. It may be your commute to work, and also between the hours of 5 and 8 in the morning and in the afternoon.
I want to ask you about holidays in just a moment, but let me squeeze in this one, because I know we're talking about accidents where everyone is okay and you may have to get your car repaired, but there are cases that we've seen throughout the country through this area where it's caused a death.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes that's the case. Unfortunately, sometimes, that's a lot of the times when you see the deer act as projectiles into the vehicles, into and through the windshields. It can be deadly. And It's just something to keep in mind. You know, we call them freak accidents. You see them reported in the news, it seems like, every year. What can you do to minimize the chances that you're going to be one of those statistics in one of those freak accidents? And
right.
A lot of that comes down to changing your driving habits slightly this time of the year, making sure you're covered on insurance in case you're in one of these incidents. But generally, just slowing down, paying attention. Tracy, you'd be surprised how far that can go. And just every day on the road, slowing down, paying attention, especially in adverse conditions, especially this time of the year. You know, we're seeing a lot of people changing their driving habits because we're having weather everyone's remembering how to drive
right,
in the winter.
Right,
it happens
yeah.
every year.
Yeah.
What can you do in your car as for you and your family to keep you safe? A lot of that is just changing those habits to be a little safer and giving yourself a little bit of extra time. That way you're not stressing out if a deer slows you down on the way to work. There's a group of turkeys that slow me down every day on my way to work.
They're coming. They're there.
At the same spot almost every day. They're
right.
sitting there.
Right, yeah.
And they're just taking up the space in the middle of this road, and they're plucking at the cars. And knowing that, I had to give myself a couple extra minutes because I know, okay, I'm going to have to sit there, and they don't move for anyone. So,
so basically, we have construction season in the summer. We have school buses during the school year, and then we have turkey. So that's what we have to plan for, and turkey and deer. So, yes, give yourself some extra time. And just one stat that I thought it was important to pass along from the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety, 1.5 million deer vehicle collisions each year. That's a lot. So, yeah, just slow down and pay attention. Jim Garrity with us, Public and Legislative Affairs Manager with AAA East Central. And I know we hear him a lot on our newscasts. He's so gracious to give his time to our news department. So I grabbed him today to talk about not only deer, but the holidays, Jim. I mean, we're, what, a week and some days away from this now? A week and a day, I guess, from Thanksgiving. And then the next month is just going to be incredibly busy. So what are you all forecasting as we're talking about holiday travel, whether it be for Thanksgiving and or Christmas?
Well, pretty much starting Monday, you're going to start to see people getting ready to head out for the Thanksgiving holiday. And our AAA travel forecast that we put out for the major holidays indicates that we're going to see the most people traveling for Thanksgiving since 2005. Translation, if you drove last Thanksgiving, expect it to be a little busier this year. More than 55 million Americans heading out. Pennsylvania specifically, you're going to have about 1.7 million people, and the majority of them drive. So starting Monday and Tuesday, you see some traffic, but our AAA forecast indicates that Wednesday is going to be the busiest day on the road as people kind of head out and start mixing with commuters in the afternoon, people still coming back from work. So just keep that in mind. If you're planning your Thanksgiving trip, we at AAA recommend try to avoid next Wednesday afternoon if you can. Traveling on the holidays is always one of the best ways to avoid traffic. Even leaving in the middle of the day on that Wednesday or later in the evening could be a way to avoid that traffic.
When you put out your holiday forecast each year, do you typically find the heaviest days are about a day or two? Or do you have years where people like leave on a Monday and Thanksgiving's on a Thursday? Like you mentioned, Monday you're going to start seeing travel. But what do you typically see year to year as you're putting out this travel forecast?
It seems like most of the time we see the busiest days are the day before. You know, like, and this year's an example of that. The Wednesday before is going to be the busiest day according to the AAA projections. But that being said, I mean, there's going to be, you know, 48 million Americans on the road. 49 million Americans on the road nationwide. And, you know, some of that traffic is going to kick in as early as Monday and Tuesday. I think everyone could expect maybe some busier commute times next week. In addition to anybody who's heading out, and that, you know, kind of going back to the conversation we were having about deer, this is where giving yourself a little bit of extra time can go a long way. You know, it's saying to yourself, okay, there's going to be 49 million Americans on the road throughout the Thanksgiving holiday. Let's expect that we're going to run into traffic. And if you plan that way, you know, one of two things is going to happen. One, you've given yourself an extra hour and you're not stressed out to get food in the oven because you're not running late because you ran into some traffic. Or two, you just get there a little bit early. maybe that's stressful for some people, depending on your family. But, you know, if you're not sitting in traffic, knowing that you're running late, that can go a long way. Because, Tracy, when you're in the mindset of stress behind the wheel, it clouds your judgment and puts you in a dangerous position. You're more likely to speed, cut people off, tailgate, run red lights, whatever, anything that's any one of those dangerous driving strategies.
And in about 10 minutes after you leave, you have your kids asking, are you there yet? Very stressful, I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
No, we're not there yet. We just left. All right, so, Jim, just like deer, as you alluded, there are some things we can correlate between what we hear about the deer story and the holiday story. I think this is also one of those things that we hear you talk. Your message is great to be out there, but I just don't think that we pay enough attention to it because we hear it so often. So it's great that you're on again because I think the message needs to be out there that you are going to have a heavy traffic period here when we come to the day before Thanksgiving and beginning next week. And so I think it's always important. And do you find most people leave in the morning or leave in the evening, or does it vary throughout the day?
Well, the AAA forecast indicates that the reason we'll have that influx of traffic Wednesday afternoon is because that's when most people will, you know, head out for their trip. And the big problem is they'll be mixing with the rest of us who are still working on Wednesday.
Right.
And that's, so yeah, that's that kind of cocktail for very, very heavily congested roads, especially once you get around the major metros. But even on roads like the turnpike and the highways, you know, that you there will be crowds. So give yourself extra time. Also give your vehicle some love. Make sure your car is ready to hit the road, and you know, for a trip of 50 miles or more away from home. You know, this time of year, Tracy, the number one thing we end up addressing at AAA, and we're expecting to rescue almost 400,000 people on the roadways. Top three things are lockouts, flat tires, and number one on the list pretty much all throughout winter is dead batteries. If your battery is more than 3 years old, we cannot stress it enough. Go get it tested to see if it's going to last a potentially brutal winter, to see if it's going to last long road trips. A lot of people, you know, we had that big freeze that came through, what was that, last week, I think?
Yeah, a few days ago, yep.
A lot of people came out, turned their car on, and they probably thought to themselves, hey, the battery works, car turned over, and made it through the first cold of the winter, I'm probably good to go. But we have a lot more cold to come, and a lot of road trips to come, so do yourself a favor, especially if that battery is more than 3 years old, get it tested. AAA East Central last year jump-started nearly 70,000 in the winter alone, replaced nearly 25,000, you know, these... It is something that is coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Owner,
whether we like it or not. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, what's the phrase? There's only a few things in life that are certain: death, taxes, and a dead battery.
And a dead battery, that's right. Hey, Jim, before I let you go, let me ask you, how do we get in contact with AAA if we do want one of the many services? As you said, you have so many departments with AAA. If we're thinking about the travel assistance or the insurance, how do we get a hold of AAA?
If you're not a AAA member, stop in. We have one of our branches. The AAA branch is at the Clearview Mall. So stop in and sign up. It's you know, not only is it great to have all year round, it's great to have in the wintertime. And it's the number one reason our members come back to us each year is that roadside assistance. And in the winter months, when the roads get slippery, when the batteries start dying much, much more than the rest of the year, it's good to have AAA on you. By the way, makes a great Christmas gift. Makes a great holiday gift coming around the corner. And if you're looking for something, if you are a AAA member and you need us, keep that card on hand. The numbers are all on it, or you can give us a call and we can come assist you in whatever way it is that you need.
Jim Garrity, Public Legislative Affairs Manager, thank you so much, from AAA East Central.
Good to be here.
We are going to take a quick break. We are going to be back in just a moment with Friends of the Library. So we're going to be joined by a couple of guests. Looking forward to that. That'll be in just a moment. I'm Tracy Morgan, in for Dave Malarkey with It's Your Turn. Shopping for a mortgage? Don't just compare the mortgage rates. At Armco Credit Union, they'll not only offer a competitive rate, but they may be able to save you money with lower fees and closing costs. Whether you're looking for a VA, FHA, or conventional loan, they're here to help guide you through the mortgage process so you can make the best decision for your situation. Call today, 724-284-2020. Don't have time to call or visit? Apply for a mortgage online at armcocu.com. Like them on Facebook and be the first to learn about about their promotions or events. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us. We're going your way, getting there starts here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus, no car, no problem, the bus will get you there. Cause that's what we do. Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us. We're going your way.
And welcome back to the program. Tracy Morgan in for Dave Malarkey today. So it's a good day. I know this morning when I drove in, it was like raining on my car. And I thought, seriously, I didn't think we were supposed to get rain today. I told everybody yesterday we weren't going to get rain today, and it rained. So it's just a cloudy day today. My guest, was it raining?
No.
No. Okay. All right, I'll introduce my guest, my next guest here in just a moment. But yeah, we got a cloudy day ahead of us today, and it looks like tonight some clouds. Most likely you're going to see some rain showers tomorrow, and the latest forecast had it at Thursday evening. I don't know what time it's supposed to roll in, but a 70% chance of rain showers on Thursday evening. That means when we wake up on Friday, we'll probably have some showers left over. But then you turn around Saturday, and it's supposed to be raining on Saturday. So that's kind of the forecast that they have today. We'll wake up tomorrow and see what happens, because isn't that the weather, right? All right, so we're going to finish out our half hour today with the Friends of the Library. I'm so excited that they're here because Maggie Souser is here. Also, Debbie MacArthur Arnone is here. And they're with the public, say it five times fast, lady. Yeah. Butler Public Library. It's like the first time I ever heard it, right? We were joking off the air. Maggie, Debbie, thank you very much for being in here. We were joking off the air. You've been in with Dave many times. And so I'm glad that you're in here again, because another book sale is coming up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We're having our book sale on Friday and Saturday. Saturday is a $5 book. Book day.
I know, right? Can we start over? Let's just all start over, right? Take two. It's a $5 book day.
Bag day.
Yeah, okay.
If people want to bring their own bags, that's fine, but we will also have paper bags for anybody who wants to do that. And we have a little bit of a contest, see who can get the most books into a bag.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun because, you know, we had one lady who got 125 into a bag one
really?
Time. She was buying the small books for the different senior places around here.
Sure.
Because a lot of people can't get out.
Absolutely. It'd be good to do Christmas gifts.
Yes.
With a book sale like this.
We have a lot of beautiful books, and we have so many children's books. It'll be fun to see, because the kids love the books we have.
Wow. And I remember in the days, well, and I still pack some of my own groceries. It's just you're doing it in plastic bags versus paper bags. But if you're used to packing your own groceries, you can pack those books in.
Oh, yes, you can.
So what kinds of books do you have? Give me the array that people are going to be able to shop for.
Oh, my. We have probably several hundred cookbooks. Mm-hmm. They just seem to generate more every year. A lot of children books, as Debbie alluded to, and history books.
Oh, yes.
We have local history of Butler County, Pennsylvania, Civil War.
We have every kind of history you can imagine.
We have
And lots of fiction.
Lots and lots of fiction. Hardbacks and paperbacks.
So where do these books come from? And I ask that because I know without the, or with the network of libraries mm-hmm. that you have, I've been to a couple of the libraries to just offer the books and say, here, you know, we're done mm-hmm. with them. You don't, we're not looking to sell them. You sell them. Mm-hmm. And I want it to benefit you. So is that where most of these books come from?
Yes. Almost all of the books that we get are donated. Some do come from the library cleaning their shelves off, but most of the books we get come from people. And people are very generous in this area. They bring us the books when they're done with them.
Yeah. Maggie, do you still think that a lot of people love holding a book? Because we got into this space and time where everybody was reading off their Kindles or electronic right. devices, and not that people don't enjoy that, but do you find that people still like to have a book in their hands?
I think so. Among my friends and myself, in fact, I would prefer holding a book rather than a Kindle. I one time mentioned my daughter had a Kindle, and I said, oh, that is really nice. So next thing I knew, she had gotten it for me for Christmas. But I rarely use it because I rather hold a book.
Yeah.
And once I read a book, I pass it on to whomever I think would enjoy it next. And I think the majority of us that I know of would rather hold a book in their hand.
I like the visual of knowing how far I am in the book. Uh-huh. You know, when you take yeah. a break and then right. you come back and you think, wow, okay, I'm halfway through. Mm-hmm. Or I'm uh-huh. almost done with this. Uh-huh. You know, it gives you a little bit extra of a right. spur to be able to read yeah. that book.
That's the problem mm-hmm. with Kindle. Mm-hmm. with any of the e-readers, mm-hmm. is you don't know where you are in the book. And say mm-hmm. it's a book you're not real thrilled with, a lot
yeah,
of times you can
there.
Get yourself mm-hmm. through it by uh-huh. saying, oh, I only have 50 pages or
right.
something. But on the e-reader, you don't know. So that's one of the reasons I like a book. I also like the smell of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Books
there is
have
a unique
great
smell.
Smell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I like to know how long the chapter is, mm-hmm. almost along the same lines yeah. of the whole uh-huh. entire book. It's like, do I have 10 more pages? Can I stay up uh-huh. for 10 more minutes?
Exactly.
Or do I have to stay up for like 3 hours? I'm done for the night.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can always just take it with you. It's just nice to be able to do that. And so I'm glad that you're having your book sale again this weekend.
This weekend, yes.
And
yes.
so this is the Butler Public Library. Maggie and Debbie are here, friends of the library. And how is the library doing? I mean, well, you know what I should ask specifically? I know that's a generic question. We could go down different roads. Mm-hmm. The biggest news story that we've talked to you about lately is the ransomware, the malware attack. Where are we in that process?
Well, the libraries are back. Their computer systems are back. They found the card catalog. That was about 2 months ago. The hold system is back, which is something I love. I can go in and get mm-hmm. a book from any of the libraries that are part of BCFLS, and that's wonderful. Everything is back. There's a little problem with genealogy, but they're working on it.
Okay. All right.
And it's amazing how quickly it happened, because it back in June when this happened, it was like, what do we do now?
So for businesses who have never gone through that, what happens to the computers? Do they just quit working, or are you seeing that files are infected?
What happened, this was explained to me, what happens is the information is still in the server, but you can't get at it.
Mm.
So they had to be able to find it again, basically. The person or persons, and nobody knows, the FBI has not found them, who... did request money. But this is a library. I mean, where they thought that anyone would get money to give them, even if we would give it to them, because people were mad.
I'll bet, yeah.
It was a challenge, yeah. but it was mm-hmm. a challenge that the library was meeting head on. They were not going to pay somebody who took information or books. I mean, it's like burning a book. It's the worst thing you can possibly do.
Absolutely. Thoughts, Maggie? Want to include anything in there with just the process of this? Because I'm wondering, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I know I have heard many people who, you know, was like you said about the holding of the books. They could no longer hold books. They could not read the favorite books that they were looking forward to because there was no hold. And the genealogy part,
mm-hmm.
that was unavailable for so long. reading old newspapers.
Right.
Yeah,
and for folks who would come in just to use computers.
And the computer use.
You know, I know a lot of folks in the local library I go to, is in your network, and a lot of folks would always be on the computers. And it was odd not seeing that group of people, you know, using the computers. And so that can be a disadvantage for some who don't have a computer.
Yeah, it was very eerie walking through the reference area. See, all the computers were not turned on.
Very strange. The library is a community center more than anything. And that was a real problem for some people, because that's where they come to do their copies. That's where they come to go on the internet, because they don't have a computer.
And I know I've brought my laptop, which is actually sitting right over here, into the public library, because I just wanted a space that the world wasn't bothering me in the moment, because I had work that I needed to get done. And you couldn't even allow folks to...
We had no Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So then what do you do in that kind of scenario? Do you automatically call the FBI, or do you call the police first, or what's the process in alerting the officials?
I'm not sure how Lori, of course, did it, and the head of BCFLS did it. I'm not sure who they called first, but it happened during the night, and nobody really knows how it happened. It probably came in through, it could have come in through one of the small libraries. It could have come in through anybody. Most of the larger libraries, Cranberry, Butler, turn their computers off at night. But these hackers are amazing. I wish they worked for us.
For good.
But they did notify the FBI, who's working on it, because this has happened several other places.
Right.
And
so there is a way, there is a path that you can get your information back without paying?
Well, what they did is a company that restores. They offered their services to us because we are a nonprofit, which I thought was very kind. And the library does have an IT guy. They Butler and Cranberry shared the IT guy. Here, and so they were working with them to get the information back, and for me it seems like magic.
Right. I don't understand that world at all.
I don't understand it at all.
IT people are our best friends.
Yes. And they can be our worst enemies,
obviously. Yeah, right. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. You didn't lose anything?
I don't think we have. When we got the card catalog back, the librarians went and started rechecking, because what they were doing is they got laptops and they got a hotspot. The friends of the library were able to give them some money so they could, you know, continue to work, and they could check the books in on an Excel spreadsheet. And then when we got the card catalog back, then they had to re-enter all those books. And it took a while, but I think they're pretty much caught up now.
Yeah. Now, because you're in a family of libraries, if you will, did each library have to do that separately? Or was it just one mainframe that...
Well, they did, BCFLS got back up, but I think each library worked on it themselves.
Okay.
You know, it depends. Some libraries are smaller, and I'm sure they needed help.
Sure, absolutely.
Some of the smaller libraries needed help. Butler is very lucky. We have a very good, big library, and we're the only two-floor library in this region.
Yeah.
So we were very lucky.
I want to talk about, Maggie, if you wouldn't mind talking about it, the HOLD program. You mentioned, both of you mentioned it in the process of being a somebody who wants to come to the library, wants to put a book on hold. Can you explain how that process unfolds?
You can access it through your home computer, but just by using your library card, and you can scroll down or search for whatever book you might be interested in. And, for instance, if the Butler Library does not have it, it will, you in another adjoining library does, it will, you can put it on hold, and you will be notified when it's available.
Is that the process where if I contact Saxenburg and Butler has it and it actually makes it to Saxenburg and I pick it up at Saxenburg, is that the hold program that you have? I know my husband's done that with you know, our local library. So do you have a runner that goes? I mean, you have a lot of libraries. You have a runner that goes from library to library.
There's a gentleman who, that's his job. He goes from library to library. He picks up, you know, each library takes them out, and then he picks up the books.
Okay. We're talking with Friends of the Library. Maggie and Debbie are both here with Friends of the Library. Book sale this weekend, so make sure that you join them on Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Both of those days, you're going to be able to have the opportunity to get the book sale. And when you do the competition of how many books you can put in a bag, is that just one day?
Yeah, it's just an informal thing.
Sure.
But we always try to help people put, you know, they'll come out and they... like they've ripped their bag or something, and we have to give them a new bag, and we'll say to them, this is how you put them in so that the big books don't rip through the bag, you know.
So you give all the secrets.
Sure.
I love it. I love it. So let me ask you about the award that you got. Congratulations on the recent award, the PA Go Forward Award. And tell us about that, because that was October.
It was October. Yeah. They got... our Butler Library got its Gold Star, and that means that they do a lot of different kind of community projects. People think of libraries and they think they're just books, but as I said before, Butler Library is a community center, and we have a lot of programs besides just the books, you know. So that's how they got the Gold Star.
And so what did you have to go through in order to get that? Because, again, you have a family of libraries within your group or your organization, if you will. But you mentioned to me off the air that each library would have to work for that.
Yes. They started competing for it. They got the Silver Star about a year ago. And then they have to meet certain criteria, you know, that Pennsylvania requires. And they worked on it, and they got the Gold Star in October, which I was very proud of them because the library works very hard.
Right. Was that your first one? Only one?
This is the first one they've gotten.
Okay. The Butler, because I know we got contacted by Prospect, and Prospect was saying, yay, Butler. So they were all behind you. But they had theirs, I think it was last October, if I have that right, the Prospect Community Library. So Butler Library now joins in that family of gold stars, and that's fabulous. So what do you get? Do you get a plaque that you can hang?
There's a plaque. Mm-hmm. And it's more of an honor kind of thing. But, yes, there's a plaque. It's something that the library can say, look, aren't we wonderful?
Yeah, right. Well, we know that.
Yes, we knew that already. We didn't need a gold
star. Right. Talk about some of the events that you do have at the library, your services that you have at the library, because you have quite a bit. Yeah.
Well, there are programs, a lot of different programs. There is story time, of course, for the kids, especially in the summer. That is a godsend. There are adult programming. There is programming for the teenagers and for the tweens, which is very important because they get overlooked a lot. And, of course, there are books. You know, they always have the most recent books, so you can get, you know, if you can't buy one, you can go to the library and get one.
What I like about your library, the setup of the Butler Public Library, is that you said it's two floors, but there's so much space in there. Mm-hmm. So it seems like there's a space for everyone for what they need in the moment. Mm-hmm. Whether it is story time, of course, there's going to be chatter. There are spaces where you can just be in the quiet. You can look for your books in one area. You can go downstairs, and there are plenty of rooms down there as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's your thought on just the space that you have? It's very nice.
Yeah,
and
very
accommodating.
Nice. It is. Because once you enter the building, you really don't realize how large it can be. And it's quiet. You can wander around, and there's rooms for the tweens there, or for the teenagers. And, yeah, it's very remarkable. Currently, they have, in the children's room, they have the four chicks.
Four chicks.
The chicks have hatched.
Oh, you have chicks.
And we've been
like real chicks.
Yeah,
oh, I'm waiting
chicks.
For you to talk about a book. You're talking real chicks.
About chicks. Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
They every fall they have chicks, and then they're going back to the farm today. From my understanding, there are two hens and two roosters. Right.
Yes. Two.
That's
each.
What Twyla said.
What was the inspiration of having chicks in the library?
I think
educational purposes.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Miss Tiffany thought that this would be something the kids love it. Because a lot of city kids have never seen a chicken, a real chicken.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting to watch them. We were told that there were seven eggs, but only four hatched. Well, that's something you don't think about, that not all eggs hatch the way they're supposed to. And you don't think about that.
And the heat lamp.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's an interesting aspect of... You know, it's an area that it's not my forte. I don't have experience with chicks, but when you see that process unfold, it is intriguing. So who takes care of them? Who's the expert that makes sure that they're watched over?
I think it's Miss Tiffany. Okay. She runs the children's section, and she does it very well. She does, you know, there's something for the small children, but there's also something for the tweens and the teens. Everybody has a space and has a place.
So what will you be doing for the holidays? Anything special in particular as we're getting into?
Light up night.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the big light up night.
We have light up night on the 6th of December.
Yeah. So what will you have going on light up night?
Well, unfortunately, Santa can't be with us this year. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like they're kind of doing a magical Harry Potter kind of thing. It sounds, they're calling it the Yule Ball, and it sounds like it should be a lot of fun. They're making wands right now, is what we were told.
Right, and that's a lot of fun to be able to be in Harry Potter kind of world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a lot of kids would get kicked out. Any details of the activities?
We really haven't been told what the activities are. I think you just have to come and enjoy it, which I'm sure everyone will.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a good time. Let me ask again about your basement, because that area down there is very spacious. I know you have a large room. Do you have one large room, or do you have multiple rooms down there?
It's one room that can be divided.
Okay. So can people come in and rent out that space? Do they hold events, meetings, anything along those lines?
A lot of meetings are held there, and you don't rent it. You ask the library if you can be there. You can have just about anything down there if they have the time open, and you have to talk to the library about that. They do nothing political. It's always, you know, it
neutral.
Has to be neutral. But anybody who needs a space can come and check to see if the library can give it to them.
Big book sale again this weekend, which is an important aspect to the library. What benefits do you see out of having the book sales? Because you do them throughout the year.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you see as the benefit?
Well, okay. Yeah. We raise money for the library. What we usually do is they ask us for the things you can't put on a budget. You just, you know, one year we got them a typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten them a lawnmower. We've gotten them a vacuum cleaner, that kind of thing. But last summer when the ransomware attack happened, they didn't even come to us. We went to them and said, do you need money? And that's how they got the computers and the hotspots. And we were happy about that. We were happy to be able to give it to them. And that's what all this work is for. So the library can have a little cash fund if they need it.
Yeah. Talk about the Friends of the Library, because, again, you work with the library, you know. I mean, and I know that Friends of the Library likes to work with the many libraries that are part of your group. But what was the inspiration? I mean, what do you see as the benefit for having this group that works with the library?
Well,
we did a fundraising.
We do.
Yeah.
Some of us volunteer with the library whenever they need us. We're kind of like their servants, you know. Mm-hmm. When they need us, we're there. If they need us to help with something, that's what we're for. We're there in service of the library. And hopefully we can get them everything they need and everything we want.
Do you have a favorite book? favorite type of, uh-oh, there's a big long list. I can see it in your brain. I can see it unravel.
Too many.
What's style of book? What do you like to read?
Oh, my. Currently, I just finished most of Debbie McComber.
Okay.
And I'm in Fern Michaels right now, but there's so many books out there to read. Mm-hmm. So many on my wish list.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
And we have books coming in, and we said, oh, have we read this one yet?
Yeah right. I'll bet you get first pick and then just put it on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's one of the benefits of coming to help us set up, because you can take books, and that way you get first pick.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they go right back on the shelf, and somebody else can enjoy. How about you, Debbie? What do you like to read?
I like mysteries, but I also like Kurt Vonnegut and that kind of thing. I enjoy a good Stephen King, a good one.
Right.
Not all of them are good.
You don't think all of them are good?
Not all. There are some that I didn't appreciate as much as others. But one of my favorite books is The Stand that he wrote years and years and years ago. And I do appreciate that one.
Even when books turn into movies, it's nice to be able to have read the book, because then you can start comparing what it was that was in the book compared to the movie. What did you miss? Because, I mean, a movie can't include everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like you get more out of the book as you have those pages in front of you.
I think sometimes, too, one that comes to mind is the Dan Brown, Angels and Demons. That's not right. That he did after The Da Vinci Code.
Yes.
And when they did the movie, they corrected a problem that I found in the book where he jumped out of a helicopter and didn't get killed.
Okay.
In the movie, they have him have a parachute. Fixes the problem.
Oh, yeah.
So right there, you're going, yeah, okay.
So in the book, they don't say he has a parachute.
In the book, he doesn't have a parachute.
Is he Spider-Man? Or
I guess he must be Spider-Man.
I
guess you're supposed to suspend belief.
I guess, really. Right. Absolutely. So, again, we only have a couple minutes left with you. The time goes so fast when you all are in. But just again, remind us about the book sale, because that is this weekend. I want to make sure people get there and fill up this book.
Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Each day. Are your hours 9 to 3? Or
9 to 3.
Okay. Yes. I mean, like the library hours, generally speaking, without the sale. Those are the library hours.
Those are the library hours. Well, they're open on Friday, they're open until 5, and on Saturday, they're open until 4.
Okay.
So if somebody comes in at 3 o'clock, we're not going to kick them out.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let them buy a book. Any final thoughts you want to leave with us? Maggie, I'll start with you. And just about the Friends of the Library, you have your great award, or the library has won that award. And so what would you like to leave with us today?
Oh, what would I like to leave? Please come to visit us and read the books over the winter. Donate them back to us if you like, and we can resell them. Mm-hmm. And that will generate more money for us to purchase more things for the library.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Debbie?
Well, I agree with Maggie. Come down and see what we have. We have everything, every kind of book you can imagine. And it's cold. We need to have some books to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just let the imagination unfold as you read these books. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. It was nice to talk to you, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Thank you for
having us. Yeah, thank you very much. Folks, we're out of time. Boy, I looked at the clock and was like, wow, we are. We're out. We got to go. I know Pat has a commercial or two to play. So we're going to be back again tomorrow. I'll be back again tomorrow for Dave, because Dave's out again for another day. So I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful afternoon. And you can always get news if you need it at butlerradio.com or WISR680.com. You can always listen to the show, find out more information about the shows that we have on there as well. Have a great day. I'm Tracy Morgan, in for Dave Malarkey.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler. Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. I'd like to talk to you for just a moment here about the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at Butler. What a great job they do to help those who are less fortunate in many ways. They operate the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, of course. They have their St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart and their Client Aid Program. And the Client Aid Program helps needy families or individuals, maybe with help on a heating bill or a rent payment at the end of the month, Client Aid. And that's funded through the operation of the thrift store. So you can help by donating items that you no longer need or want to the thrift store. It's very easy to do. Drop-off bins are right inside the door. You can use the container outside. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart. So think about it. Next time you're cleaning the closet or the upstairs, instead of throwing that stuff away, why not donate it to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler? We stand tallest when we stoop to help others.
The Jones Turkey Farm still has plenty of turkeys available for your Thanksgiving table. Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot has delicious, all-natural, free-roaming turkeys and chickens to make your Thanksgiving meal extra special this year. Their birds are handled with extreme care and are specifically fed non-GMO grain and are preservative and additive-free. Buy your turkey frozen today or get it fresh right before the big holiday meal. Call the Jones Turkey Farm at 724-352-2450 or visit jonesturkeyfarm.com. The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot, quite simply the best. And also frozen sweet corn available this year.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is